From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey has some extremely local news for us. And this is good news for deadheads, what may be happening soon in the West Loop. Tell us about this, Seamus.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Bob. This is a new music venue that's, on its way to being opened in the West Loop. It's in honor of Grateful Dead guitarist Jerry Garcia, and it's going to be called Garcia. It's at 1001 West Washington Boulevard, and it's been in the works for a couple years now. It was announced in 2019, and there was some good progress getting it open, and everything obviously slowed down in the past year. But we tracked down the owner yesterday, a guy named Peter Shapiro, who has a similar club in New York. And he said, we're still on. It's going to open. It's in the old Wishbone restaurant, if people can picture that in the West Loop.
Yeah.
Pretty big spot there at Morgan and Washington Boulevard. So, yeah, he said it's going to be a jazz club and a jam club. It's going to be laid out like a traditional jazz club. So it's, Chicago can always use more more music venues, and more things in honor of Jerry Garcia is fine with me too.
Yeah, that's going to be great. In Rogers Park, they may be recreating Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. What is happening there exactly?
These are some of the more alarming signs going up around Chicago. On the Rogers Park campus of Loyola and elsewhere along the lakefront, there's a signs that say caution, attacking bird. And it's an annual thing, but it's scary each time for these folks. But there's red-winged blackbirds are nesting this time of year, and the males are extremely aggressive particularly to lone joggers or people walking by their nests. And so they've been dive bombing these folks, and not just sort of trying to scare them. There, some of them have drawn blood, but they're really there's people have lots of names for these birds, but none of them are nice. They come at you, they dive bomb you, sometimes they peck at you a little bit and then they fly off. So people have been putting up signs warning the joggers, but beware. It only lasts till about July or so, but they're doing it out of love. They're protecting their eggs, but they had the lakefront to themselves for a whole year, and I think it's safe to say not everyone's happy that the lakefront's open once again.
I'm looking at a picture of one of these birds on your website, blockclubchicago.org. They are big and scary looking.
Yeah, absolutely, and they've got these big orange shoulders. So, and when they lift up to attack, it's quite frightening. I would turn around or certainly leave them alone.
Finally, we have an interesting gallery in Belmont Cragen in that neighborhood. Talk about this.
Right, this is in the Belmont Cragen neighborhood on the northwest side. 3151 North Long is the address, and it's a place called RDC Studio, stands for Real Dope Colors, and there's a great history behind it. Artist by the name of David Orozco opened it. It's his first ever studio. He had been a graffiti artist for 20 years or so, and he said, a lot of our work did not get the blessing of the city, and so it's sort of ironic that he's going indoors. He's getting help from the city. He's got a permit to open this new art gallery. He actually got some funding and lots of business support from a place called Northwest Side Community Development Corporation, which is trying to get two things, trying to help people out, start new businesses, but also fill some of the vacant storefronts in the neighborhood. So they worked with David Orozco. He's developed this studio. He's going to teach young artists. He's going to display his work. He's going to give classes as well and let emerging artists teach classes there. So it's hoping to make it a hub of activity over in the Belmont Cragen neighborhood.
Good for them. Seamus, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Extremely local news sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely happy travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.